I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. During the Olympics, if history is any guide, the Star-Spangled Banner will be played a fair number of times, a recording by a band, usually in the key of B-flat. That's what leads some singers into difficulties, because if you start out in that key, by the time you get to Rocket's Red Glare, you're up to a high F, which is an octave and a fifth higher than the lowest note, the word say right at the very beginning. Other anthems are a little more forgiving. Germany's is an octave and a fourth, the Marseillaise an octave and a second. God Save the Queen, the same tune as My Country 'Tis of Thee, is less than an octave. The tune of the Star-Spangled Banner is from a British drinking song by John Stafford Smith, known as To Anacreon in Heaven. It didn't officially become the U.S. national anthem until 1931. There are any number of examples of people not quite being up to the job, which demands a certain amount of accuracy. First, you have to start with a whole string of arpeggiated notes that make up a chord. Then there's the text, the Francis Scott Key poem describing the firing on Fort McHenry in Baltimore. It includes three question marks and two ors in the first verse alone, which don't necessarily roll off the tongue, and when singing in front of an audience can be tricky to remember. But if none of the perilous fight causes you to stumble, you can upload a video of your rendition, and if you win, you'll be kicking off the festivities at the September 15th San Francisco Opera at the Ballpark simulcast of Verdi's Rigoletto. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.